It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
And still serving the major penalty because he drew blood, Mike Carpenter behind the glass.
When did I draw blood?
Well, you did earlier, and I gave you the major.
Man.
That's all you need to know. You drew blood, you get a major, you're in there for five. If they score, you don't come out.
We're just talking about the No Fun League. Yeah, Lon's part of that.
Well, you can't draw blood. That's all it is to it. You know?
I'm thoroughly confused.
And you
right
two
now.
Aren't SIU grads, so you have to stand behind, although you can stay out,
well,
Jeremy.
Well,
is that cool?
Talk to us during basketball
Man.
Season.
Oh.
Remember last year, Illinois, SIU?
Let's keep that quiet. Let's talk Bears, and we're bringing on Mark Silverman. He's with the Waddle and Sylvie Show on ESPN Chicago, or Chicago's ESPN 1000. I apologize. Mark, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Not too bad. I'm always proud to say I'm a good friend of Mark Silverman's. We went to college together down at Southern. And, Mark, we've got the NFL. We had all this stuff happen during the offseason, just all this lockout. It's here. We're 2 days away. Chicago's got to be pretty fired up right now.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm going to the game Sunday in the lakefront. But, you know, the whole lockout thing is just a memory. I mean, I don't even think it will be a memory by the end of the season because no one will really remember what happened since we didn't lose football. I think the game last night was a terrific one. I don't think anyone thought that the players looked rusty. A lot of great offense. And if the games continue to be played on this high of a level, I know there's always some dogs, but if they continue to be played like this, I mean, the sport's as popular as ever, and we'll just kind of ignore what happened over the summer.
Yeah, Mark, I think last night's game definitely did that. I think you didn't even think of the lockout because it was such a great game. At the same time, as a Bears fan myself, and I know you are, that scares me. What Aaron Rodgers did in that first quarter just flat out scares me for the rest of the year.
You know, we were joking around, Jeremy, today on the show that we were going to take notes on last night's game because after the Bears play the Falcons, they go to New Orleans to play the Saints, and then week three they take on Green Bay here in Chicago. And the note that I came back with that I showed Waddle on my legal pad was, be afraid, be very afraid. That was really all I needed to write down is, I mean, this is a league where, you know, the quarterbacks are surrounded by great wide receivers. And I think we saw that with Cobb yesterday, Green Bay, just when you thought that they couldn't get any better in their wide receiving core, they get a kid who is the first kid who was born in the 90s to play in a game. He scores a touchdown receiving. He scores a touchdown and a kickoff return. You know how deep New Orleans wide receiving core is, and the Bears just seem to be running in place when it comes to that. They bring in a guy like Roy Williams who, you know, we all have huge question marks about. Devin Hester is not a complete wide receiver, and Johnny Knox was demoted before the season started. So, you know, the Bears have a good defense. There's no doubt about that. And good defense used to be able to stop good offense. I'm not so sure anymore. I think you got to start out scoring these teams. So I'm a little worried about these first three games because it's as tough line as it gets out of any team, the first three games the Bears play.
Talking with Mark Silverman, co-host of the Waddle and Sylvie Show up on ESPN 1000 up in Chicago. And Mark, you brought up a good point. You know, the Bears kind of running in place, and it feels like they've been doing that. I mean, they added Julius Peppers. I loved that addition. It seemed un-Jerry Angelo-like, and the same thing with that Jay Cutler move. But at the same time, they just seem like they're trying to plug these holes with corks, and they're not trying to just rebuild the ship, I guess. And it all starts with the draft. And that's what I worry about. I think this is a talented team, but when you see the good teams in the league, like the Patriots, the Saints, the Packers, they build through the draft, and the Bears just haven't been able to do that.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, Brian Urlacher was drafted by the previous regime, and Jerry Angelo's been here since, what, 2001, 2002. I mean, think about that. You know, Julius Peppers was acquired through a $90 million contract offer. I mean, Jerry Angelo doesn't have much to do with that. You say, here's the best pass rusher. We're going to drop a big bag of money on his doorstep, and hopefully we get him. But as far as guys he acquired, whether it's Tommy Harris, who they cut during the offseason and now is just an injured, bad player in the league who can't stick with the team, to some of the other guys, I mean, you name the Dan Bezines or the Garrett Wolfs, or Michael Okwo, or Jerron Gilbert, who was one of their first picks a few years ago, the kid who jumped out of a pool to show how athletic he was, but he could not play a lick on the football field. I mean, Mark Bradley, a wide receiver out of Oklahoma, Joaquin Iglesias, another wide receiver out of Oklahoma.
You're killing me.
Yeah, this is really hurting.
isn't that an awful list? I mean, those are Jerry Angelo's first-round picks, and I think there are two, maybe, first-round picks left on Jerry Angelo's roster, Carini, who he drafted this year, and I think there's one more, but when they traded Greg Olsen, that was another first-round pick they decided to get rid of. And, you know, when you go out and you acquire a guy like Jay Cutler, a strong-arm quarterback, and you can't surround him with a good offensive line or good weapons, I mean, that's bad philosophy, and Jerry Angelo is really guilty of that.
Mark Silverman, he knows his stuff. He's the host of the Waddle and Silvey Show on Chicago's ESPN 1000. He's joining us right now here on the Tay and Jay Show. Now, that said, Mark, as scary as it was for Bears fans, as horrific as it was to listen to you say those names, they still had a great season last year. They're underdogs going into the opener against Atlanta. How big would the win against the Falcons, how big would that be for Chicago to start this season?
I mean, I think it's a must. And I think you can beat the Falcons. The Bears have fared very well in their opener. When Lovie Smith has been given time to prepare for opponents, he's usually pretty good to start a year and good out of a bye week. This is a belief league, Lon, and, you know, teams, when they start out 1-0 and 2-0, they start thinking they're a good team, and thus they become a good team. It's all belief in this league. And if you lose to Atlanta in this first game, and then you have to go to New Orleans and play in their home opener when they are getting 10 days to prepare for you coming off of the Thursday night game, and then if you lose in New Orleans, you're 0-2, with your rival game with the Green Bay Packers in a rematch of the NFC Championship game. So, I mean, to get this first one, you know, I think the Bears are okay if they can go 2-2 in these first four games. They have Atlanta, down to New Orleans, Green Bay, and then they take on Ron Rivera, their old defensive coordinator, who's now coaching Carolina, and they have a rookie quarterback in Cam Newton. If you can go 2-2, somehow win one out of these three first games, and then beat Carolina like you should on your home field, I think the Bears are going to be okay, and they'll compete for at least a wild card.
You know, it's really weird coming to the season, though, because as a Bears fan, last year there was the signings of Peppers, and even to a degree, you know, Chester Taylor. Oh, you know, we got a good backup, good running back tandem now, which that fell through. But I can't quite seem to get an idea where I think this Bears team is really at. And, you know, maybe it's due to teams like the Packers improving from where they were, but, you know, should I be optimistic about this Bears season?
It's a great question. I mean, join the club on not being able to wrap your arms around them and know what they are. I mean, I don't think, Jeremy, if I say, hey, the Bears finish 11-5, I don't think you would say you would be shocked if they would finish 10-6. Right. I don't think that would shock you. If I would tell you they would go 8-8, I don't think that would shock you either. And I think there are a lot of Bears fans who would not be shocked if this team went 6-10, 7-9, and you know, they would get some bad breaks that they didn't get last year. I mean, this was a team that was not injured at all. I mean, for an NFL team to really have no major injuries last year, they got a lot of breaks where they faced third-string quarterbacks. They got the seeding break where they get Seattle in their first-round playoff game in the second round of the playoffs overall. You just win that, and boom, you're the NFC title game. Now, they did win some big games. They found a way to stop Michael Vick, and they won that game. And just when you think they're about to go into the toilet after getting blown out by New England last year, they came back with a big win against the Jets, who are a pretty good team. So they can surprise you. I mean, when you start counting them out, they'll hit you over the head with a couple big wins. And when you start thinking that they're a really good team, you know, they'll surprise you with a couple losses like they did with losses to Seattle and Washington during the year. So, nothing will surprise me. I've got them at 9-7 when they're not making the playoffs, but anything that happens this year, I will not be surprised.
Well, Mark Silverman from the Waddle and Sylvie Show, you don't have the Bears in the playoffs. Lon and I made our Super Bowl picks yesterday. Yep. Lon has the Ravens beating the Packers in the Super Bowl. I don't even have Ravens in the playoffs. That was my bold pick. I'm sorry. I went with Oakland in there, my wild card. It was kind of crazy. I go.
See what I work with, Silverman.
Hey, who thought the Chiefs? Who thought the Chiefs would make the playoffs?
You're right, yeah.
But I have the Patriots beating the Falcons. Who's your Super Bowl pick, Mark?
I'm similar to Lon. I think this is the year that Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh break through. I think I've got the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and they play the team that we saw last night. Not the Packers, but the Saints.
Wow.
I think the Saints get back. I think they made a lot of great moves. I think we saw the depth at the running back position yesterday. You know, they fell behind and they had to play catch-up, but I think we saw Darren Sproles, as Chris Collinsworth said, playing the Reggie Bush role better than Reggie Bush played it. Ingram's going to be a stud once he gets going and learns this league. And Pierre Thomas, I mean, you guys know Pierre Thomas. Yep. Everyone who's listening knows Pierre Thomas. He's a good running back. Those are three guys. They're going to get the football through the deep wide receiving-wise. Greg Williams will have the defense better. I like New Orleans against the Ravens, so I think we're close. Jeremy, to go out on a limb and pick some teams that no one thinks to make the playoffs is not dumb, because, as you know, like you said with Kansas City, Tampa last year almost made the playoffs. There is no team that you can predict saying that they will make the playoffs in the NFL that would be like an out-on-a-limb prediction, because that's why this league is so great.
It's not easy being Mark Silverman. I mean, he's the stud of the Windy City. Can you imagine walking around all day being Mark Silverman? It's not easy, right, Mark? I mean, you got to get your rest.
It's very easy. The king of nothing. I'm not even the king of my own home. The dog rules the home.
Well, hey, believe me. Yeah, that's understood. Believe me. Mark Silverman, hey, I appreciate it, buddy. We haven't talked to you in a while, and I thought, man, Bears, Silverman, that'd be perfect. We appreciate you taking some time. And as always, you do a great job on the Waddle and Sylvie show there on ESPN 1000. Keep up the good work, buddy.
I say hi to my guy, Bruce Weber, down there as well.
Will do. Mark Silverman, thanks.
All right, guys.
That is Mark Silverman, again, host of the Waddle and Sylvie Show on Chicago's ESPN 1000, a former, what would you call that? I guess a classmate, right, in college.
Former peer?
I don't know what I was doing.
By the way, I know you want to throw out the question of the day. But there's something that's going viral right now with the Coastal Carolina coach.
That sounds scary.
We should listen to that.
That we have to listen to.
Okay. So you're going to continue to delay.
No, you can throw it out there.
I'll get the calls.
Here's what we'll do. I want everybody. Listen, now I've delayed this for an hour and 44 minutes.
And it's killing you.
And it's killing me. So I want everybody to pick up the slack and show these two Johans next to me.
Johans.
We got Jabronis. Mark Silverman on the show. Is that bad that we delayed this for Mark?
No, believe me. The content that we have on our show, I think, is fabulous. Sometimes I want to dumb it down. And that's what I'm doing. That's where I play my role in the Tay and Jay show. At 359-2255. 359-2255.
It's the question of the day.
And I'm even lowering it from what you are. I'm just saying, what's your favorite beer?
It's football season, and it's what you're drinking.
Stick up for your beer, Central Illinois. What is it? What do you drink the most of? I expect some crazy ones. I expect some normal ones. I expect a lot of calls. 359-2255.
I'm expecting a lot of Bud Lights and Coors Lights and Miller Lights.
That could happen.
And for the people that like liquor out there, don't be shy.
No, we want beer.
Just beer?
Beer.
Yeah. All right.
Here.
Fine.
359-2255. Let's get them lit up. Show these rubes what I'm talking about.
What's a rube?
I don't know. My dad used to call me a rube. Hey, rube. I'm like, what's that? Is that good or bad? Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.